The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so before we pull, I ran out to the car because you piqued my interest with the, what are the warning labels on the visor?
Yeah, they're there on every car, and yet I've never
read them,
a single one.
But they do a good job of getting your attention because we all know that they're there.
Do they do a good job of getting your attention since no one's ever...
But we know that they're there. So the yellow part with the big, you know, it's got the exclamation point in the
I'm aware that that is there.
Yellow big word says warning.
What is that warning?
No one ever reads the warning, but we know that there is a warning. No. There are two on my car. One says children can be killed or seriously injured by the airbag. The back seat is the safest place for children. Never put a rear-facing child seat in the front.
All right.
Always use seat belts and child restraints. See owner's manual for more information.
That does, I guess that makes sense. I'm sure that that is something that maybe new parents don't know.
Yeah, that.
Sure. Are we given a good warning on that?
I think that's good.
Yeah. That's
because
way better
it's
than,
not all that obvious. Well, I mean,
it should be, but it isn't. I understand. Yeah.
And then the other one is a smaller warning because it's not as important.
No.
And that is basically warning you that there is a higher rollover risk. Mm-hmm. Avoid abrupt maneuvers and excessive speed. Always buckle up.
That is 100% someone died in something, and then there was like...
So don't drive like Mario Andretti.
Yeah, don't be a jackass.
But I do believe that this has got us thinking of a good new sort of... We need to farm out some... A new profession where we could maybe just look at new industries.
New ways to warn.
Well, look at new industries that don't properly warn, right? Because you know all that happened was way back when
someone
died in a car accident and the auto companies never thought to put these warnings on there, and they sued the S out of them. And the auto company's sitting there going, well, I thought it was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No. And they had to pay a bunch of money.
It's like on everything that's little now has to say choking hazard. Well, of course.
It's small. Look, small. Of course you can choke on it.
What if I choke on a nickel and be like, hey, that nickel does not say that it's a choking hazard. No one told me not to put that nickel in my mouth.
So we need to go around and find things that are not properly warned, warning us.
And then start suing. I like where we're going with this.
What do you think about that?
I think it's our new business
model. I think that's
our
ticket off this dumb show.
I think Saul Goodman has probably already beat us to it. I guarantee there's someone that just sits around and does that sort of thing.
No question. Yeah. Well, it is poll question time. X at 1080 The Fan. On Friday, we asked you, starting a program, which of these four coaches would you hire? Mario Cristobal, 40%. Mm. James Franklin, 21%. Lincoln Riley, 20%, and Dabo Sweeney, 19%.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Down goes Mario.
Mario lost.
Yeah. We just rolled, brother.
And they now have to worry about, like, they have to win their next two games.
Yeah. Well, and this goes to, I mean,
if they don't, they're not in the ACC title game.
No, and they have no chance of getting in then. And we told you, like, Miami was flirting with fire. They were undefeated, but, like, I mean, BYU is undefeated. They're not that good. Neither was Miami. They will, when you play stupid games and constantly are in those sorts, eventually one's going to go the other way, unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you just sold your soul to Satan. They just made the new Faustian deal that Tom Brady had. But other than that, most like mortal teams that don't have satanic powers, you know, it jumps up and bites you, and that was Miami. And by the way, that wasn't even really like one of those fluky games. Georgia Tech was just better than they were. Miami didn't play very good, and they can't stop anybody.
And today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, we ask you, which matchup would you most like to see in the Big Ten title game? Oregon, Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, Oregon, Penn State, or anyone but Oregon? Vote hard.
Oregon and Ohio State, the two best teams. I would take Oregon and Indiana because I'm all aboard the Hoosier train. The Michigan game gave me some pause. You know, that was the first time they played a real defense, and they gave Indiana problems. You know, we'll figure out what happens when they play Ohio State. But I think we knew coming into the season that Oregon and Ohio State were the two best teams. They played arguably the best game of the season. I don't think there's much argument to it. I think that was the best game of the season. Why wouldn't you want to redo that on a neutral field? And Ohio State seems to have some of their offensive line issues figured out. I mean, so I know some people be like, oh, I don't need to see that game again. I will never understand that. If you give me an instant classic and it's decided by the slimmest of margins, literally 1 second, run that back, man. I don't need to see Penn State. I don't need to see Indiana. Give me Ohio State. Give me Oregon in Indy. Let's go.
Well, right now, Oregon, Indiana is leading the way here.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I think that's just because I feel like the Ducks fans.
Yeah.
Think that they would beat Indiana.
Well, it's a much, in theory, and I don't think it's much of a controversial theory, Indiana's an easier game. The talent level is way tilted in Oregon's
favor. Is it easier than Penn State? Because I don't know that it is.
I don't know if it is. I mean, again, I'm just such a believer in talent level. I mean, yes, coaching makes a huge difference, but we see this all the time in college football that when one squad has 4- and 5-star kids and the other squad has 2-star kids, you know, usually it ends up going one way. So, yes, if you're an Oregon fan and you had to take all the contenders in the Big Ten, I think the one that you would pick to play is Indiana. And Ohio State would be the scariest one, but I don't think Oregon fears anyone. I don't think Oregon fan necessarily wants to duck anyone. And maybe there's a sense of you just already beat Ohio State, so maybe you'd like to see something different. You know, and Indiana would be a fun story. It'd be a great story. Plus, if Indiana goes to the Big Ten title game, they're in. They're in the college football playoff. That means that they've beaten Ohio State, and they're basically have assured themselves a spot. And I think it'd be cool to see Indiana and Boise State and BYU in there.
So if Indiana Ohio State play next week. Not this week.
I think there's a bye there for at least Indiana. I'll have to look. One of them has a bye, and then they play each other.
So whoever wins that game is likely going to the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's technically a Big Ten title game elimination game.
You are correct, sir. In fact, I don't know if...
And then Penn State can't really... Like, there's nothing they can do because if... Well, no. They need Indiana to win because Ohio State beat Penn State.
Yeah, I need to look and see what would...
Because if Ohio State beats Indiana, they would have beaten Indiana and Penn State. They're going.
Yeah, because Penn State and Indiana don't play each other. So I don't know what would happen if Indiana beats Ohio State and then loses another game to someone else. I don't know what would happen with that.
Well, it's the same thing as like if Oregon lost.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about Oregon,
going to the tiebreakers.
Yeah, because if Ohio State beats Indiana, the thing about Oregon, they're undefeated. They're the number one team in the country. They've already beaten Ohio State, so you feel good about their chances of making the college football playoff. But should they stumble against Wisconsin or Washington, they don't play Indiana or Penn State.
Yeah.
If Ohio State then beats Indiana, Ohio State's in the Big Ten title game, and then how do you determine who is in between Oregon, Indiana, and Penn State, and what if they lose that tiebreaker?
You'd have to go back. So Indiana's on a bye. Ohio State plays Northwestern. Then Indiana gets Ohio State, and then they finish with Purdue. So if they beat Ohio State, I mean, look, they're undefeated.
Well, I think it's real easy if Indiana beats Ohio State.
Do you want the tiebreakers? I have.
Yeah, what's all the tiebreakers?
Number one, head-to-head. Then it'll be record against common opponent.
Okay.
Followed by record against common opponents with the best conference record proceeding through the common conference opponents based on their order of finish within the conference. So it's really going to come down to what you guys did against the same teams.
Yeah, and again, I'd have to go through and see. I still believe if Ohio State beats Indiana, it's Ohio State and Oregon. If Indiana beats Ohio State, more than likely, it's Indiana and Oregon.
Right, but what we're saying, what I'm saying is, what if Oregon loses?
Yeah, I don't know. Then it's...
I still feel like
we do know how it works. Yeah. I just don't know how everything
works. Yeah, we don't know what the common opponents are right now and how both teams fared against them.
Well, we do. We don't have them offhand. What's the matter with you? Do your homework. Yeah. What are you, a
working
sports
on
guy?
It.
What was I going to say to you here on Sports Talk?
I don't know.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't tell you. You said if Oregon loses to, we were talking about if Oregon loses, what happens?
Oh, I was going to say that even if Oregon loses to Wisconsin or Washington, not both, but one of them.
Yeah.
If they stumble and they don't make the Big Ten title game,
they're in.
They're still going to be in the tournament.
100%.
Because they beat Ohio State and they have one loss.
Yeah. If you're an Oregon team and you have one loss, that's why I said if you're Penn State,
Oregon's really good either way as long as
they might be in with two losses. They might be able to lose their last two and be in the tournament of 12.
You need some help, but yeah, sure.
Yeah,
and having a win over Ohio State on your belt, like under your belt.
The problem is that you'd have two bad losses.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some, because there's going to be a two loss SEC team that gets left out too.
Yep.
I think because of where you were ranked, you'd probably be okay.
And they're not going to lose both of these games.
No, but a one-loss team, that's why I said, like, for Penn State, is kind of funky. So Penn State cruising along, and they lose to Ohio State. It's a close loss, kind of. They looked ugly, but they had a chance at the end, and they ended up losing 20-13. This is the rest of their schedule, Purdue, Minnesota, and Maryland. If Penn State beats Indiana and Oregon wins out, Penn State is just sitting there like, well, we don't even get to play for the Big Ten title. And all honesty, with the exception of that you wouldn't get the bye, dude, that's the best scenario for Penn State. Because unless you just find a way to lose to one of those three crappy teams, and Minnesota's not crappy, but they're not good, Penn State's in. And you don't, you know, so it's a weird scenario now with this, the 12-team playoff, that sometimes if you want to guarantee a spot, you know, you don't even have to play for your conference title.
Now that I'm thinking about this, if we get into those tiebreaker scenarios where it's between Oregon, Indiana, and Penn State to play Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, wouldn't Oregon go because they beat Ohio State when Ohio State would have beaten both Penn State and Indiana? Because those would be the only losses on everybody's record.
That would seem to indicate, yes, I would think.
So they can,
I think that would be right.
So because they beat Ohio State, they're going to the Big Ten title game, even if they lose one of these next two games.
Yeah, they're fine. Like they're going to be okay.
You know what they should do? They should just rest their players.
Instead, everybody. I'm telling you, though, look through the, you know, I know who was it, Heather Dennis, it was like, oh, three lost team's going to get in. I'm telling you, look at the SEC standings. There's going to be a two-loss SEC team.
Well, they have seven teams right now with one or two losses. Huh?
Dude, Georgia.
Figuring out those tiebreakers is going to be a thing.
Dude, Georgia may be sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, we could get left out. Yeah, I'm looking here. So, Texas A&M 7-2, Georgia 7-2, Ole Miss is 8-2, Alabama 7-2, Missouri 7-2, but they're out. They're done.
Well, here, I have one for you. I'll one-up you.
Yeah.
Because I saw this on the ESPN article today. If Georgia beats Tennessee, which they should, that'll be at home.
I don't know about that.
Dude, Georgia's going to beat Tennessee. If A&M beats Texas and all the other teams went out, you will finish with 7 2-loss teams in the SEC.
Yeah. And you're not getting more than probably three.
Seven. Yeah. Well, so then you got to decide which two go to the championship. And then the loser of the championship game is done because they're going to have three losses. And then they'll go, they'll fall behind a team that didn't go to the championship game because they lost a tiebreaker and they only have two losses. Yep. It's just wild.
So if you think there's going to be some three-loss teams getting in there, I told you that last week. That ain't happening. And you just, the SEC won't, it's just not. There's going to be too many two-loss teams sitting there. And those spots are getting eaten up real quick. You know, conference titles.
Well, Ole Miss, you know, I mean, Ole Miss is right back in the conversation now. They saved their
absolutely
season.
Absolutely they have.
Alabama did too.
But you obviously you have your four conference titles. Looks like, you know, Boise State probably is going to be in there. And then like a team, the loser of the Big Ten title game is almost guaranteed to be in at this point. And probably Penn State as well. That's so again, these spots just keep getting just gobbled up. You know, and that Big 12 is interesting, although it kind of feels like maybe the Big 12 and the ACC are just cruising to one teams. Like, if you want to get in, if you're in the ACC or the Big 12, I suggest you win. But if BYU somehow manages to nickel and dime their way to an undefeated season and loses the Big 12 title game, I'd be really hard to keep them out if they're undefeated and their only loss is the Big 12 championship. Because remember that, like, TCU did that, and TCU got into a four-team playoff, even though they lost the Big 12 title game, and it was their only loss. If you go undefeated in the regular season, I don't think it matters what happens in your conference title game. I think you're in.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Which matchup would you most like to see in the Big Ten title game? Oregon-Ohio State, Oregon-Indiana, Oregon-Penn State, or anyone but Oregon? Right now, Oregon-Indiana leading the way. Vote, vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. When we come back, will Sook apologize?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.